We are having a bit of a Lego fest this morning. Jimmy Bricks, I want to talk to a fella. He's a Galway man. He goes by the name of Jimmy Bricks. And because he's, well, he's a grown man who's mad for the Lego. Good morning to you, Jimmy.
Hello, Oliver. How are you doing?
Not so bad. You were obviously a huge Lego fan when you were a kid.
Yes, indeed. Santa was always, he always knew I wanted Lego for Christmas.
That was the same here, but I kind of, you know, stopped at some point. It got a little bit complicated for me. What was your favourite Lego, by the way, when you were growing up?
There was a good few kind of adventure sets, kind of Indiana Jones style. Star Wars had a good few, and kind of underwater teams. There was a few varied ones.
I loved the Lego pirate ship when I was a kid, and I wanted it. But older brother convinced me to go for Lego Technic sooner than I was ready.
Okay.
And I'm still bitter about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it kind of put me, it put me off Lego. But anyway, you obviously were into it up until your teenage years, I suppose. And
I'd say so, yeah.
And you've a
I
gap
suppose
then.
I never, a bit of a gap then. I hadn't bought any sets in years. I used to love it as a child and had loads of sets, but it's been a while since I was really into it.
Yeah. How big is the gap then?
I'd say about 10 years.
Okay, is that okay?
Yeah, before I bought anything.
Okay, so you're, what are you, 31?
Correct.
Okay, and 3 years ago then you had a bit of free time and then the Lego thing resurfaced. What happens?
Exactly, yeah. So I remembered when I was younger there was this Lego program that you could use on the computer and kind of drag and drop bricks and manipulate them around and build a few things. So it was basic enough at the time, but I had a bit of time on my hands there about 2019 and I figured, I wonder if they still make that program. And surely they did, and it was a bit more advanced. So I decided I'd try and make a few simple models. And one of the first ones I made was a model of my dad's house.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's a computer program, so you're making it, you're designing it all on a computer using Lego, isn't it?
Yeah, so the way I explain it generally is, imagine you have a table in front of you and then to your side you have a big bucket and in the bucket is every imaginable Lego brick in every colour.
Yeah.
And you can take any brick and just put it on your table basically and move it around.
And can you make it how do you make it real then? That you something
Well, then what you have then is once you finish your model you have a list of all the bricks that you've actually used in the model.
I see.
And you can buy them.
And you can buy them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the first project you did was your parents' house over in Galway. And
you
went and you spent painstaking hours designing this thing online, getting a grid, and you presented it to your parents.
Yeah.
Okay. And looking at it here, it's lovely.
They just laughed.
They laughed for 10 minutes nonstop, didn't they?
Exactly, yeah. I think that's a good reaction, though.
Yeah, okay. But it's a really cool, because it's a very Irish-looking house, isn't it? Can you describe it to us?
Yeah, so it's a kind of a wide terraced house with a garage entrance. It has the beautiful colour of grey on it.
Yeah.
And a kind of an olive green door,
mm-hmm.
two stories. And it has a few key features, nothing extravagant.
Well, as I say, it looks Irish because it's like, you know, those terrace houses where no building on the terrace is the same and they're all different sizes and shapes. And the colour matching you've done is amazing. Did you have to paint the bricks or did you just get them that colour?
No, I did cheat a bit there on the door where the very specific colour of olive green doesn't come in Lego. But
only on the door.
Legit, yeah.
That's so you did this and then suddenly people started to get a little bit kind of nostalgic and said, oh my God, you can make Irish houses using Lego and only Lego bricks. So tell me about the postmaster's house that happened next.
Oh yeah, so a friend of mine, his granddad used to be the postmaster in Tuam in Galway, and so they gave him the house attached to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely red brick house. Unfortunately, the granddad passed away not too long ago, and the house will actually be moving out of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were a big family. There was, I believe, between 12 and 15 children, if I remember correctly. So, obviously, very popular house for people calling in and calling by. But he asked me would I make a model of his granddad's house. I said, yeah, absolutely no problem. And he asked me as well, would I put a little bench out the front where his granddad used to sit.
Oh,
and I said, yeah, no problem. So Yeah, it's so lovely. Really nice.
It was obviously a lovely house because I'm looking at it here. It's kind of nice two-story red brick with the bay windows upstairs and downstairs and the little benches there. As you say, imagine that that would have had such a storied history, that house with all those people coming out.
Yeah, he said the door was never closed.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there they have it in Lego form, even though the family have obviously had to move on from the house.
It's a great memento.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So this is, you had another house you had to build a special room for.
Yeah, there was another man, he got on to me and he asked, would I make a model of the house that himself and his then-girlfriend and now fiancé were planning on buying? Mm-hmm. And he was wondering, would I put a little space in behind the door or somewhere to put in an engagement ring he was going to show her to her with the... and luckily she just said yes.
That's very cute though, isn't it? Lovely, yeah. You get a Lego house of your prospective home and the engagement ring. Yeah. That's a very good idea.
Yeah.
So you get all these great ideas from people and the projects you're doing. How many projects have you done now at this stage?
I'd say between about 20 and 25, that kind of...
And how are people finding you, or is it just kind of a word of mouth thing? Are you sort of the mad Jimmy Bricks Lego man now around the place?
It's mostly just a bit of word of mouth. Yeah, I have my Instagram there, Jimmy Bricks, and that's about it, really. I don't really advertise or anything. People just share it or see it online, I guess.
Yeah, and they're lovely images. But it takes a lot of time and effort. Like, someone shows you a house, how do you even begin to find Lego that's going to match something that's real?
Well, a friend of mine quite naively asked me one day, you know when you use the computer program and you just, you know, do you just import a photo of the house and then it just kind of prints it out? I was like, well, not exactly.
Not at all, says you.
Not at all, yeah, exactly, yeah. So I would, I'd start, I suppose, with the key features of the house. You know, you'd know yourself by looking at a house, you know, what really tells the story of the house or brings the house to life.
Yeah.
I'd start with them in the program, and after I'd design the model and show it to the person that ordered it, that they're happy, obviously, I'd go to order the bricks. It takes a good few hours now to do the model of the house, and then you order the bricks. You get the bricks, you sort the bricks, you design the instructions from the model as well, build the house.
You design the instructions yourself?
Yeah, page by page.
This is wild.
Yeah, so you can kind of use the program to design the instructions. It looks like the normal Lego instructions, which is great.
And you have a series. What do you do for a living? Because you're not you don't have background in design, do you?
No, not quite. No, I'm a sound engineer, actually. Usually I set up sound equipment and mix concerts and that kind of thing.
So you're someone who's obviously working at night quite a lot, which means you've got morning hours, maybe.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah.
But does it still feel like a hobby? Has it become start to feel like a job to you?
Oh, no, totally. It's always a hobby. And I don't get the opportunity to do it that often, which is good as well. I don't get tired of it or anything. It's always a treat.
It's something you're still really enjoying.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, it's every time I get to build one, it's like building a Lego set that I love, but I just happen to have made it.
Is it expensive, Jimmy?
It's not cheap.
No.
The cost of, as you know yourself, the cost of building materials now these days.
Well, the cost of Lego is always like when you're buying for children around the place, you know, you'll be glad of Santa Christmas time because people buying it for birthdays and so on. It's an expensive thing, Lego, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. In fairness to them, the part quality that they produce is fantastic.
Right.
But it's not cheap.
And so what would be rough, because as in the real world, a small little cottage is going to be cheaper than the bigger houses with a garden.
Correct, yeah. Well, obviously, you know, the larger the build, the more time it takes to design, and obviously the more materials that there would be in it. You're usually looking at a few hundred euro for a model, you know, all in.
Yeah, and it could go up to over £1,000 if it's a very big detached house with a driveway and garden, as you described. This is from your website I'm going with. But it's different because you're designing the brick by brick.
Exactly, and just once you get that large, then, you know, you're introducing a lot of structural reinforcement as well. So even if you don't see a lot of the bricks, a lot of them are there, you know.
So if someone has a lovely idea, like the guy who put the engagement ring inside the house and the postmaster's house that to recreate for the family, how do they get in touch?
You can find me online on Instagram is usually the easiest, Jimmy Bricks or jimmybricks.ie.
Jimmybricks.ie.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Nice little business out of Galway using Lego. Have a lovely August designing and in between sound engineering.
Thank you very much.
Sure, you have a grand time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far.
Okay, Jimmy Bricks, thanks a million. Slán.
Lovely. Thanks, Oliver.